Well, the Brazos Yard is a project that we've been working on and has been on the books and in our minds for several years now. As we've been watching the economy here in Texas and the southern region grow, and now we feel is a perfect time for us to kick off construction so that once we're complete and ready to start running trains through here in 2020, the business volume will be there, our customers will be ready, and it'll be a perfect time for it.
Explain what a classification yard is. What exactly will go on at this rail yard?
Okay, yeah, a lot of folks are not really familiar with rail operations and things like that. So I like to explain what a rail classification yard is. It's similar to an airport hub. Okay. When you have planes coming in with passengers, you get to a hub like in Atlanta or Dallas or someplace like that. You'll have passengers get off and get on other planes headed to other destinations. For a rail classification yard, it's the same thing. You have trains coming in from one direction. The rail cars get split out, put onto different trains, and head in other directions. So having this yard, especially here in Robertson County, right in the heart of Texas, allows trains coming from all four directions to get together, separate out their cargo, and head in other directions. It makes things a lot more efficient and fluid for us.
Now, explain the process of obtaining the land for this rail yard, and kind of, did you have to go, were there owners that you had to talk to and, you know, ultimately had to purchase this land from them? When did that begin, and kind of how did that process go?
Well, obviously, this is a large project for us. The footprint of the yard itself is over 1,800 acres, and we actually wound up purchasing more than that just the way that the parcels broke out. And it's something that we've been working on for several years now, because these are lengthy discussions that we've had with existing landowners. And fortunately, we're very proud to say that we reached amicable agreements that were mutually beneficial for all parties on all of the land that we needed for this project. It took some time and some work, because we understand how important this land is for a lot of the families and landowners, and we wanted to make sure that they were taken care of, that they recognize the use of the land is going to be something positive and beneficial to the entire community. There were also some other wrinkles that needed to be worked out, but as is the case with all purchases of this size. But we're very pleased that we were able to discuss the issues and work through them and come to very good financial terms with them, and everybody walked away happy.
How will this rail yard benefit the local economy, specifically Robertson County, where it's going to be?
Well, this, what you'll see with this facility, it's kind of a bullseye effect. Immediately around the facility, right now during construction, we're estimating anywhere between 500 to 550 jobs over this two-year construction period. So that right away will have an immediate impact. We're hoping that a lot of our subcontractors will come from this immediate area, or at least the surrounding area. And then once we begin operations in 2020, we estimate between 300 and 350 full-time employees will call this their home base. Now, those are railroad jobs, which are very good-paying, good-benefit jobs. So that's the immediate impact there for the yard itself. But as you have 350 employees gathering in one area, the ripple effect to the immediate area around Hearn, whether it's, you know, more grocery stores, restaurants, other businesses that will grow in order to support the rail yard itself. You'll also see more manufacturing and larger industrial jobs as this rail yard becomes kind of a hub for that type of development. So you're going to see more jobs coming in the Robertson County area. And all the way here into College Station, you'll see some economic development and benefit. And the outermost ripple will be across the entire state of Texas, as this facility allows us to serve our customers even more efficiently. That means our customers can grow their businesses. So whether it's a plastics facility down in Houston or a transport business coming from across the border, by helping them move their products even better, they'll be able to grow. So you see a wide aspect of this benefit for everybody involved. In fact, we had a study done early on in our planning for this by the Texas A&M Economic Extension Service. And they estimated at that time that you could be looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,200 jobs associated with this rail yard and over $200 million a year in terms of output.
Now, I know you mentioned that this is the first classification yard in more than 20 years, and that there was some, you know, wrinkles and little obstacles that you guys had to pass up. looking at the timeline of this project and kind of trying to compare it to a similar project, has it taken longer? Will it take a shorter amount of time when it's all said and done? Is it normal for this size and, you know, this extent?
Obviously, projects of this size are all unique in how they come together. Mm-hmm. What we've seen with this particular yard is like having it in the planning stages for several years. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we had an economic downturn a few years ago. The railroad is not immune to that. Mm-hmm. But one thing that we can say is we're a 155-year-old company, and we plan to be here for at least another 155 years. So we look long term. We don't make decisions quickly based on 1 or 2 years worth of data. We look very long term. And what we're seeing here for this particular yard is freight in Texas is looking to double by 2040. And all of that freight needs to move across the state. And do we really want that on the highway? Or would we rather it on rail lines that are financed privately? And that's what Union Pacific is positioning itself to be able to do, so that not just this year or next year, but for the next 50 years, we're ready to support the growth that we see coming.
And I know you mentioned 2020. Do you have a month? Any idea of when this is supposed to be complete?
Well, right now we're looking at mid-year.
Okay.
Now, obviously, with any construction project, especially of this size, whether it's weather or material issues and things like that, timelines can be flexible. But this will be phase one, and we're looking to be finished mid-year 2020. And depending on how everything works out and how business is looking and things like that, this yard is capable of expanding to twice the size that it already is. And we look forward to having that be an issue so that we're ready to pull the trigger on an expansion.
Anything else you'd like to add about the new, and the name of it again?
Brazos Yard.
Brazos Yard, okay.
Absolutely. We named it after the area that we're in because we want this to be part of the community. We know the impact that it's going to have on the folks here. It shows our commitment to Texas. Mm-hmm. We're not just going to name it after some person, but we're naming it after the region because of the impact that it'll have.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add about Brazos Yard or anything kind of, I know you guys have now technically started construction, and you mentioned completion date, maybe mid-year 2020. What kind of updates will y'all be providing throughout the process, especially for the people in that community? And I guess, too, that was one other thing I should have asked is, where specifically is this located?
Well, start with that. Specifically, the yard is in Hearn.
Okay.
It's just to the west of FM 50, just north of Mumford High School. So it's right now, I was just out there this morning, it's a wide open space. Mm-hmm. We've started some of the work and just clearing the ground. But over the next couple of weeks, you're going to start seeing equipment moving out there so we can really start getting after turning dirt and things like that. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as the construction schedule and timeline, I know one of the concerns that a lot of folks in the area have had about heavy equipment and trucks and all of that. And we're very sensitive to that. We understand, you know, this is farmland area. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have the best roads and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So one of our first and main goals is to lay rail close to that site so that we can start bringing material in via train instead of truck. Okay. Now, the first couple of months, obviously, we'll have some trucks bringing in some fill material and things like that. But we, for ourselves, for our efficiency, we love having material brought in by train because we can bring in a lot of it and we can control it. And we also recognize that that is a lot more friendly for the folks and our new neighbors there in Hearn. So if you see an uptick in truck traffic there in the area over the next couple of months, just be patient. Most of that is going to be moving off the highways and onto the rails, so it'll be out of your way. Now, as we go through the course of building the project, we'll be working on some roadway improvements in the area.
Okay.
That's part of the agreement and part of the design so that we make sure that landowners in the area that need access can have access and things like that. One of the things that we've really enjoyed developing this project has been working with the community, mm-hmm. whether it's the elected officials in the area, landowners, and things like that. We've had a good relationship with all of them. And a unique thing about this project is its proximity here to College Station and Texas A&M. Union Pacific, especially here in Texas, but all the way up through our leadership chain, has a long history with Texas A&M. You can walk down the hallways and you'll hear the whoop. But having this project here close to Texas A&M, we recruit heavily. We talk on a regular basis with the folks over at A&M. And having this project close by will allow students in engineering and construction fields and things like that to have a very unique field trip and learning experience. A lot of the students here at A&M weren't even born when the last yard like this was built. So this is the first time in their lifetime. And we're going to make sure that they have access so they can come out and learn the trade of railroading, what it means to build a facility like this, and all of that. So it is a win for that community as well.
Jeff, anything else you'd like to add before I let you go today?
Well, we just look forward to establishing ourselves here in Robertson County and Brazos County, mm-hmm. and we look forward to being great neighbors.